News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Now it's Mississippi and Alabama's turn to be hit by twisters. 9 people confirmed dead there. Let's get the latest at a homeless shelter in Alabama. Here's Fox News correspondent Christine Hutchins.
Probably more than 100 people here right now. A lot of children, a lot of infants are coming through these doors. And the one thing that I do keep hearing from people over and over again is that this never happens in Bessemer. Tornadoes never hit Bessemer. So a lot of people were saying they just simply were not prepared for this. They've come here to the shelter with simply what they have on their backs.
Yesterday afternoon, there was a twister on the ground in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Well, it's total devastation of the homes and businesses. One business in particular, about the only thing left standing were the restrooms, and that just so happened to be where the employees and customers hid. So it's just a miracle of God.
High winds in our area caused power outages yesterday. WPS spent much of Monday impacting customers with widely scattered outages. At the height of these high winds, about 6,000 homes and businesses were in the darks. Nerf wars is coming to an end. Walsall's police chief Jeff Hardell has voided out some of the citations given by officers yesterday to Walsall West students taking part in a Nerf gun fight.
Very few details have been made public, but we do know the 6 tickets have been invalidated by police chief Jeff Hardell. And the Walsall School District has reinstated athletic and activity privileges to the students involved. Hardell has called a 2 o'clock press conference today to explain the initial response and how the situation was resolved. It appears to be a win for the students, who no longer have to wonder where that $240 for the fine will come from. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Here comes the next big road project in our area.
This project will replace the bridge decks on Highway 29 over the Wisconsin River and Business Highway 51, plus much of the pavement near those bridges, raising the Sunrise Drive overpass to give adequate clearance to Highway 29 traffic, and replacing the deck will also be a part of this project. But this bridge between the river and I-39 will remain open until June. Motorists should expect single-lane traffic on 29 and Business 51 during much of this project, which will cost nearly $19 million and be completed by May of 2017. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
A Tomahawk man is still jailed on $70,000 bond for a bizarre shooting incident. 68-year-old Charles Lawn's motion to reduce his bond was turned down by Lincoln County Judge Jay Tulusty on Monday, which means he would have to post $10,000 cash and at least $60,000 worth of property. This started when 2 drunk brothers were arguing over a salt shaker. Sheriff's deputies found the men after a 911 hang-up on March 27th. They told officers they were okay, but then officers noticed the handgun on the table and blood on the neck and the clothing of one of the victims. The 53-year-old victim was shot in the shoulder by 1 of 2 rounds that were fired. An unusual accident left a vehicle on its roof near downtown Walsall yesterday. This happened just before 3 o'clock. Walsall police say a collision on 3rd Street and McIndo Street involved a black Jeep and a silver Dodge Journey. The Dodge Journey ended up upside down after the crash. Police reports are still not finished, but at least one person is hospitalized and their condition is not known. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Periods of rain and breezy during the morning today, a high around 45. Tonight, cloudy with some light showers, a low down to 37. More scattered showers on Wednesday, cloudy skies with a high of 49. Thursday, still rather dreary with some scattered showers, maybe a little sleet mixing in as well, a high of 48. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We start off with temperatures in the upper 30s and scattered rain showers. Real-time weather radar, 6-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, all on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.